Hi guys, I'm Lainey Choboy, a sophomore DS from Raleigh, North Carolina.
I guess I'm Harper Murray, and I'm an outside from Michigan.
Ready?
Yeah.
And this is episode 3 of Cozy with the Cornhuskers. Okay, we're starting off with a fun one, but it's easy. Can y'all talk about your friendship, how your friendship started, where is it now, and your first impressions of each other?
Okay, it started at USA.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, so actually, fun fact, she was my roommate at USA.
With Alexis Stuckey.
The first year that she did it, like, and she was my roommate, and I had no idea who she was. I was like, didn't even know she was my roommate. Like, now I still don't remember you being my roommate at all.
I know, I feel like I was barely in there.
Like, I just don't remember her being my roommate. So that's kind of where we first met. And then I think we got closer over that time at USA. And then the next year, obviously, we played USA again. We were a lot closer that time, like way closer that time.
But keep in mind, like, you were committed to Minnesota at this point.
Yeah.
So it's like when we have friends like Liv and Tori, like we have friends on other teams, but it's like easy to get close with them. And then it's sad when you leave them because it's like, oh, I'm not going to see you. Like, I'm going to see you over the summer.
Yeah, no, I have a video of us leaving, and, like, I don't know how we got so close that time. Like, we just,
I don't know either.
Because we have similar energies, so I think our energies just, like, went together. And, like, we had both played for Jamie before, so we kind of knew how it went. We were a little bit more experienced.
Yeah.
And then our relationship now, she's like my sister. We fight like sisters and love like sisters.
Yeah. Lainey lives 2 doors down from me.
Yeah, she always jumps in my bed.
I just walk in Lainey's room.
Yeah, we have access to each other's rooms. It's not right now. We have access to each other's rooms. So we just go in whenever we want.
I don't know. My first impression of you, well, I kind of knew who you were, but at the same time, not as much as other girls in our class because you played up. Yeah. So, like, I never played you. Like, all the girls in our class, like, I played against. Mm-hmm. So I recognized them. But then, like, okay, long story short, I have a mutual friend from North Carolina named Asia who played, did she play at your club or NC? No.
She played at Triangle.
Yeah, and Lainey played at NC Academy. So I knew of Lainey through Asia because Asia had, like, talked to me about you, whatever. And you were also, like, the top libero. So, like, I knew of you. Someone asked what our majors were.
Mine was undeclared for a while. But now it's, like, human development, child, youth, and family studies direction.
I've had 3 majors.
And she's a sophomore.
Yeah, barely. I was business and law, and then I took econ. That didn't go well. So then it kind of scared me out of the business school. So I dropped out of Cobb. And then I think I was just in a panic. So my major was communications for not even like a semester. Like I dropped out of business. When was it? Last season? Last semester?
During season.
And then I got on campus. I was a communications major for a week. And then I changed it again. And now my major is child, youth, and family studies with a minor in ad PR. Me and Lainey have a class together.
We don't sit together. The week that we did get us together, it didn't go great. We weren't really paying attention.
It's also not a hard class, though. What would your ideal job be?
If it wasn't such a time commitment, which I still probably will be this, but probably a college coach.
Really?
Yeah.
But I could never, like, be a coach.
I just want to be able to have a family and, like, watch my kids grow up, you know? What would yours be?
In my perfect world, this is a little crazy. It's kind of out there. Like, if I could, like, align everything for myself, I would want to be an athletic director at a university.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My uncle's the AD at Michigan, so I've seen him do it forever. And he was at UConn before when I was little. Mm. I know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, my godmom was
I'd need a business degree for that one, though.
Yeah, you would.
And I'm done with business.
Yeah.
No. We hated it. How do you balance your social life in volleyball?
I'd say, honestly, the social life is literally just our team, some other sports teams, and that's pretty much where it ends. Like, you have a couple friends that aren't athletes, but we met them in class. So it's like, we don't really have a social life, but I would say we do pretty well. Like, when we're not playing volleyball, we are usually hanging out with each other, but that's pretty much where it ends.
I feel like everyone laughs at me for this, but I don't know how to word this without sounding badly, but I like to a lot of my close friends are not athletes and are non like involved with sports. So
like from back home or here?
Here. Like I'm friends with a lot of people in sororities, and maybe that's because like I'm a wannabe sorority girl. I don't know.
Definitely.
But me and Lainey like always pull up to the formals. We like to
love the formals.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's like my way of like escaping volleyball, because I used to like in high school, I used to like really want to separate volleyball and my social life, because I never wanted like my club teammates to like meet my high school friends. I don't know. I was weird.
Really?
About not in like a bad way. I just like think I really like wanted to keep volleyball and like keep my social life different, because like I don't want to always be thinking about volleyball.
Yeah, I don't really do well with that. Like my best friend from home, also a volleyball player, yeah. like was on my club team, whatever.
Yeah.
And I just think like I'm so close with you guys, and we have so much of the same visions that it's like easy for me to be close with you guys, because you won't like try to derail me.
Derail you? What do you mean?
Some people that aren't athletes will try to derail you, not purposefully, but because like they're just into different things and they have different things going for their life, you know?
Yeah. Off topic. Me and Lainey want to go to a rage room.
Oh my gosh. Yes. To be able to just go in there and smash things, are you joking?
I can just see myself like taking a hammer and just smashing a TV. I think it'd be so fun.
No,
or like a
like,
bat.
For real. Like somebody bringing a car and me smashing the windows. Are you joking?
It'd be so fun.
I'd eat that up.
I have a lot of anger out that I gotta get out.
Okay. We're gonna go. We'll post a TikTok about it so you guys can see it.
Duh. People wanna know how I met Heinrich. He came to Nebraska when Allie and Lexi did. So Allie and Lexi graduated high school early, like me and Lainey did. So they got here in, what is it? Do you know what it is? Like January of 21?
Yeah. Just
like over a little bit over a year ago.
Yeah.
So Heinrich got here when Allie and Lexi did, and they were all like in a friend group and all friends. And then when we first got here last spring, was it spring? When we got here last January, we would all hang out, and then I met him, and then we started talking like over summer when we were in Brazil. And now we're dating.
And now they're dating.
Do you like when fans go up to you in public?
I would say I personally don't mind it. Like, I know that to us, it's like, yeah, we can't go anywhere. And, like, we get, like, 20 a day. But then to them, like, they've only seen us one time. So it's like, and in their eyes, like, we're celebrities. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, while it might not feel like we're celebrities, like to them, like they would freak out, and like they do freak out. So I think like I personally don't mind it, and if I can like make that one person's day, then like yeah, I'll do it. I think there is definitely a time, like if I'm doing something or if I'm like talking to somebody at the time, like maybe wait a little bit, but I think it's fine for the most part.
Go ahead.
I agree. I'm just like a pretty anxious person, so like when I walk in somewhere and like I can tell that everyone's staring at me.
Oh, you can always tell.
And I know that they're all staring at me. I get really uncomfortable because I'm just like, okay, I know they're gonna ask, but like when are they gonna do it? I don't know. I get really nervous sometimes. Like it depends, but like for example, if me, Lainey, and Allie are like at Target and someone comes up, I would probably bet that you and Allie would be the more talkative ones than
100%.
I would. Like, I would probably walk just, away. Like, awkward. Not walk. Yeah, low-key.
Like, she'd see him coming and walk down the aisle.
I don't do it because, like, I don't want to be asked. It's because I'm, like, nervous. And I'm uncomfortable, I guess. Oh. Yeah, me and Lainey were at Good Evans this morning with Heinrich and JJ. Anyway. You could consider it a double date. But... we like walked in. I got there before Lainey did, and I knew these girls saw me, and I felt kind of bad because then I left and then Lainey and JJ came in, and as soon as like these girls came to ask for a picture, I like walked away to go with the waiter because we were getting sat at our table. And I just looked at like Lainey's like so much better than me at that, because I just like I get so anxious and uncomfortable that I just like probably look rude, but I'm really not trying to be. Oh, what's the one thing you miss about club? Me and Lainey actually have talked about this before. We both like were really lucky and had good club teams in the sense of people, but also like talent-wise, like we were both good. My club team, like, I absolutely love my club team, and I love my club coaches. Like, I've honestly wanted to play for them, like, forever. They were my coaches basically all throughout club, and my team also, like, we all were best friends. Like, so many people get screwed over in club because they have, like, crazy parents, crazy, like, girls that are mad all the time, like, whatever it is. I don't know. I was really lucky, and, like, we had none of that ever for all the 12 through 17s that I was there. Like, none of that. So I think I miss, like, the fun of club tournaments because I got to see all my friends. And, like, compared to being in college now, I don't think people realize, like, how non-stressful club is.
Yes.
Like, you literally have – I don't even know what I stressed about in high school. Now I, like, am on a different level.
Yeah.
But I was, like, what was I even ever stressed out about in high school? Like, there was nothing to be stressed about. Club tournaments are so fun. And, like, it obviously helps when your team is good. But, yeah. like – we won a good amount, and I don't know. I think I just miss, like, the, like, joy of the volleyball.
Yeah. I think I miss, like, kind of what you're saying, like, the confidence that you can play with, because obviously, like, in club, when you're ranked super high, you're not getting talked to that much about, like, your play. Mm-hmm. And I think that it was just you could play so freely and just, like, no thought, just straight competitiveness. And I miss that a lot because when you get to college, everyone's good, so they're, like, on your butt all the time, and it's just, like, it was really hard, especially this last year, to, like, deal with that and, like, still try to perform at a high level while you're also, like, struggling to even believe in, like, that you can do it. So
because in club, or in, yeah, I guess in club, like we were the best players on our club team. That's how it is for, like, every girl that, like, comes to a school like Nebraska, Texas, Wisconsin. Like, more than likely not, like, unless your club is, like, TAV, like, you're probably the best one on your club team. But I don't know, now it's hard because, like, you have everybody's good in college. So it's like, you know that that person's right behind you if you're not performing.
Yeah, no, that's super stressful.
Which that leads into another question. It was, where is it? How do you deal with stress when you feel like you underperformed?
Yeah, I think a lot of people underestimate, like, especially fans, and I think they underestimate the mental side a lot and, like, how much it can actually affect you while you're playing. And yeah, you can be like, well, you chose to do this, like, grow up or, like, grow some skin or whatever. But, like, I consider myself a pretty tough kid, and I struggled a lot, like, freshman year, just for, like, a bunch of reasons. It's, like, new, whatever. There's a lot of things going on. But I think I probably didn't handle it best, but I try not to carry it into, like, the next day. Like, if we have practice the next day, then yeah, I might, if, like, I had a bad serve receive match, I'll probably be thinking about it in practice. And I think, like, that'll be something I work on this year, is that if I don't perform well the night before, like, the next day, just not overthinking, because then I'm wasting that day of practice where I'm overthinking how I passed the day before. So I think, like, and also just, like, not thinking about it. Like, if somebody makes a comment, like, if one of the coaches or something makes a comment, just, like, don't think about it. Unless it's necessary for you to perform better, just literally forget about it.
I feel like literally, I would have never imagined it, but, like, you get to, like, practice. There's at least, like, one time a year, like, no matter who it is, like, there's always one person, like, it happens to everybody, where you just, like, have a practice where you completely, like, shut down and break down.
100%.
My point was, like, everybody has, like, that day. Your good days definitely outweigh the bad days.
Yeah, you have more.
I just think you can't let the bad days pile up.
Oh,
yeah. Or if you're going to have a bad day, just I know this is probably might sound stupid, but it's like, don't have, like, bad days back to back.
Yeah.
Because then that's when it, like, starts to weigh on you more. Like, if you have, like, one bad practice a week, like, yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think just, like, this, that's easier said than done. But, like, if you're going to have your bad days, like, spread them out.
And I also think, like, when we're talking about bad days, like, we mean, like, bad. Like, you make a mistake and you want to just sit there and ball your eyes out. And, like, coaches on your butt, like, we're just, like, it's bad. Like, I remember one practice, I didn't feel like I was playing well. Like, I wasn't talking, and coach is always on me about talking because, like, I'm obviously the loudest one, and I just, like, always have energy. So if I'm not at 100, but I'm at a 90, he's like, you talking? And I'm like, coach, I'm at a 90. Like, I'm still very loud, but, like, I'm just not 100. So this practice, I was probably, like, a 20. Like, I couldn't say anything, and he just kept coming. He was like, Lainey, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I literally just started crying.
Yeah, it happens to literally.
It happens.
This girl DM'd me and said something about how, like, I ruined the sport of volleyball. And I responded, which I usually never do. I either delete them or I just don't respond. And I responded, and I think I said something along the lines of, like, like people and like especially her, she doesn't realize like how much work we've put in.
Oh yeah.
And how mentally hard and draining like doing stuff at our level can be. And I was like, you should really just be more careful with your words because you don't like understand how it can affect people.
Like by you saying that, like she definitely learned something from that.
Yeah.
Like she 100% learned that like, dang, like she's right. Like this probably did cut her deep. And how old was she? Probably young?
No, like high school.
Yes. Okay. So young. So I'm just like,
okay, you're not young in high school.
I'm saying like, you're not young as in five. You're not going to have a phone at 5 years old, but I'm saying like young. She's young. Yes. Younger. Like, so she's not like a parent. So like, she's probably never going to say that to somebody again because that's disrespectful. And it's just like, when you respond to it, I actually would appreciate her apology because now she knows like it hurt.
Like when people hate on Angel Reese and like Caitlin Clark, or whatever. Like you cannot doubt or deny like their talent level.
100%.
But if I don't know, I just don't think like I'm not one to hate on other athletes because I know how it feels.
Yes.
And like we're like honestly, you can disagree, but like compared to Caitlin and Angel, like we're down here. Like yeah, we have similar like status in a way, but not on the same level as they do. So I just think like it's made me learn a lot about like hating because. Like, I know how that feels. And when people comment stuff, like, it just tears you apart as, like, a person.
Yeah.
Even if it's about volleyball. Like, volleyball is our life. So when people, like, hate on the one thing that we've worked on for
our whole life
to be good at and, like, put our life towards, it's, like, you're basically, like, just jabbing at, like, me as a person. Are we going to stay pepper partners, you think?
Yeah, probably.
Because someone said, who's everyone's pepper partners on for warm-ups? Me and Lainey are even partners for USA, too.
Yeah.
Were we?
Mm-hmm.
And we were at Under Armour.
Mm.
Where else have we played together?
I think that's it.
Under Armour, USA...
Nebraska.
Yeah. What are we looking forward to for next season? Mine's weird. Lainey always makes fun of me because whenever we go to... like away games, I like seeing like the new gyms because I grew up watching volleyball and never actually... Like my sister played at Michigan, so I saw like... Michigan's gym, Ohio State's gym, Michigan State's, but like I never went to Purdue's or went to Indiana's or whoever, so it was like whenever we go to away games, as soon as we walk in the doors,
this is not what I thought it looked like.
That's exactly what I say every time, and I like take a video and I take a picture because I just think it's cool like finally seeing it in person after I watched it online for so long. It just like things look so different. Purdue's gym, so different. Like you just don't see everything behind the cameras, so it's just interesting to see it in person. So I'm excited to see like who did we not? We didn't go to
UCLA, USC,
yeah,
Oregon,
like, those two now, and then. Who didn't we go to away this year?
We didn't go to Ohio State.
Yeah, we didn't go to Ohio
State.
There was one more.
We didn't go to Maryland.
I've seen Maryland's gym because they recruited my sister. But, like, I don't know. That's what I'm excited for, to see those gyms that we didn't see.
Yeah.
What
was the question?
What are you excited for next season?
Oh. I don't know. I don't know.
Nothing.
I'm excited to like play the four new teams that came.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I'm excited to.
I think it'll be fun to play like Caroline and Maggie when they come.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun.
And then Allie.
Yeah.
I think that'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
I wish we had a men's volleyball team.
Yeah, it's just not very popular, especially in the Midwest.
No, I know. But I don't think we can because of Title IX.
Yeah, probably not.
Right?
They'd have to drop another sport probably.
Yeah. Or drop a men's?
Yeah, or, like,
I would love, a men's team. I think it'd be so fun. And I love men's volleyball. I love watching it. It's insane. Shout out, Merrick. Love you.
Okay, next question.
Bruh. This is a short question. What are your favorite shops, places to shop at?
Aerie.
I knew you were going to say that.
Period.
Guess mine. You know it. Guess, like...
Aritzia.
Mm-hmm.
Lulu.
Yep.
And Zara.
Eh.
What?
I mean, I like Zara, but, like, I wouldn't put that on top three. Honestly, no. Lulu and Aritzia, you're right.
Thank you.
It's honestly just those two.
Thank you.
Merits are, like, Pretty Little Thing, Princess Polly. Yeah.
She likes the online ones.
Yeah. I do, too. I like ordering online, though.
I don't.
Okay, we can do this as our last question. What's our favorite memory together?
Let me think. Do you have one?
No. I'm trying to think.
Let me think of all the stuff we've ever done.
I know.
Uh-oh.
I feel like we just always... Okay, like Lainey said this earlier, like we fight like sisters. So true. Very true. Everyone's experienced.
Yeah.
Like we actually do. But I don't know. I feel like every time we're together, it's just like always fun. So I don't even know if, like, obviously, like, going to Under Armour was fun, and, like, being at USA together was fun.
Oh, that was
and,
a great one. And, like, the fact that Under Armour was the best memory ever.
Okay.
Oh, so funny.
Okay, bro. Anyways. I don't know. We just talk about the most random stuff.
I think one that came to my head after you just said that is we were, like, fighting in the car.
Yeah.
And, like, going back and forth about, like, how something, whatever. I don't even know what it was about. And we were going back, and all the recruits were like, what the heck is, like, they were like, are you guys good? And we're like, yeah, we'll be good. Just let us finish. Like, we need to get it out. Like, we literally go back and forth screaming at each other, telling on each other, like, what pissed us off about each other. And then, like, 5 minutes, yes, I can say that. And then 5 minutes later, we're like, love you. Yeah, like, really. We're over it. Like, people think we're actually arguing, but we're really just getting it out, and then we're good. We're good to go.
Yeah.
We're good for the show, you know?
Yeah, we're accountability partners at practice. And we honestly don't do a great job.
Really?
Okay, hopefully the coaches don't watch this, but, like your accountability partner is, like, your person that you go to if you're struggling, or, like, they hold you accountable for, like, whatnot. But every time me and Lainey are having, like, a bad practice, like, a bad day, at practice specifically, like, if we're, like, at home, whatever. At practice specifically, like, I'll go up to Lainey and be like, are you okay? She'll look at me, just be like, get away from me.
No, one time was so bad because when you're about to cry, you don't want somebody coming up and asking you. And so you came up to me and I was like, get away from me. You come back like 2 seconds later, you're like, Lainey, I'm your accountant. I said, get
I know. I literally was like, how do you expect me to be your partner if you won't even talk to me?
Because I'm her accountability partner. She tells me things. I don't want to talk when I'm mad. I want you to ask me later.
Yeah, so then, when I'm mad, I like to yell and rant it off.
Yeah, no, I want to talk later because if I talk now, I'm going to... So I said, get away from me, and she didn't take it very well. But we were good, like, at the end of practice, we were good. That's how it goes. This was episode 3 of Cozy with the Cornhuskers.
Thanks for watching.
Go Big Red.
What?